September 23rd at 2:35 p.m. in room 405 of the fourth floor of Joe Crowley Student Union. Agenda item 2, roll call.
Chief Justice Riketa.
Present.
Justice Chahal.
Present.
Justice Fleming.
Present.
Justice Gassad.
Present.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Justice Sigoff.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Great. Moving into agenda item 6, new business. Or 6A, report of officers. Chief Justice Burkett. So just kind of my report is I've kind of been overseeing a couple different projects you guys have been working on, which I'll let you guys get into detail about. Other than that, the big things that I'm kind of working on currently is setting up some guest speakers to come in. One of those is the Board of Regents Chairman, Chairman Trachoff. And we were looking at a date of October, let me look, pull out my calendar here. It was a Friday. October 14th. So if you guys, I'm going to email him later, probably by Monday, confirming him. So if you guys could put that on your calendars, it'll be at 3 o'clock, 2:30 or 3 o'clock. I'll send out an email about that. And he'll be talking about kind of the future of law schools and the future of lawyers. He actually serves on the Nevada State Bar as for all new members that are accepted in. He talks to them about kind of stuff that he does, stuff like that. And he's also sat on a couple of admissions councils. So bringing him in. Other than that, working with other local contacts to maybe set up possibly a courthouse tour and just kind of tour one of those. And that's about it on my part. No questions. Great. I'll move into next. Associate Justice Shahal.
So me and Justice Fleming, we've been working on the internship program. So we have the date of when our interviews are, and that'll be October 7th. So right now we're trying to get times for people that, like, availability times. So we'll let you know on the times of that. But I believe we have to have 3 justices present at each interview. All right, so if you guys can block that day off, not the whole day, but
Do you have the times yet? Or that'll be in us. I'll talk about that. Okay.
And that's all on my front.
Great. Associate Justice Fleming?
So I got the times. I've talked to them. We've got 3 out of the 4 so far coming back. And it's actually working out pretty well. They're all together and they're not breaking it up. They can do October 7th. Natasha is going to be at 3. Nicholas will be at 2:30, and Jessica will be at 3:30. As long as that works, where we'll get 3 people there on Friday, October 7th. Let me know. I told them that I'm sure it's going to be okay, but be flexible just in case we can't make it. And then I've yet to hear back from Natherton, I believe his name is.
Natherton?
N-A-T-H-E-R-T-O-N.
Natherton.
Yeah. So I've yet to hear back from him, so I'm going to reach out again probably just a personal email right to him and see if I can get back from him. But it's working out pretty well. Let me know probably a couple days in advance so I don't hit them blindside if they can't make it that time. But, yeah, it's working pretty good. If we have no more going in and it's all closed, right? Or is it still open?
Yeah, it's still open. There will probably be 2 or 3 more.
Perfect. Just send them my way. I know I talked to another one of my good friends that's probably going to try to do it too. So I'll let them know that's still open, and then we'll keep working on it. And you said 2:30 to 7, right? In time around there, yeah. So yeah, that's about it right now. It's going good.
Great.
I'll end it.
Awesome. Next up, Associate Justice Stichoff.
Okay, so we've been working on a mediation program, so really exciting. We have a lot of stuff going into it. We just had a meeting with Margaret Crowley, Rita Ladin, and Layden, and Shara, I forgot her last name. She's from the Extended Studies program, so we're working with them to kind of set it up and get the structure going. Our next steps really are to put together the structure of what it could be and we're gonna look. We've been looking into other schools on their mediation programs, and everyone's really excited about it. We're gonna have to go through. We would have to go through mediation training, like 40 hours of it, and that's where the extended studies program comes in. And they're gonna come back to us with kind of an estimate, so we can get all the approvals that we would need for funding and whatnot. And we want to aim for around like 24 first mediators, to start off the program. So yeah, it's really exciting stuff, but there's still a lot of work to go into it. Yeah.
Great. Associate Justice Goswan.
So I've been working on getting these posters going that we can post up on our office windows where any student can come in and take a peek at it. We just want to educate the general student body that they can all also bring up any sort of cases or charges against other students, because it seems like something that our general student body doesn't know about at all. Mm-hmm. Even my fraternity brothers have no idea that that's an option for them to bring up grievances or something like that. So I'm working on kind of creating this easy to read poster that, or the flowchart, essentially the process that they'd have to go through to bring up any of these cases to us. So I'm working on that. I'll be contacting Inkblot, or I'll be probably contacting Liv directly, since I just have a direct line to her. It'll be easier than emails, and hopefully we'll be able to get pricing and everything set up by next week, so we know what we're working with and see what we can budget with.
Great. Awesome. All right, moving on to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, great. I move into agenda item 8, adjournment at 2:41 p.m.
Great.